Okay, welcome everyone to our first blessing call that's generated. Of course, it's generated all over the world, and it's primarily generated from the higher spaces of spirit by Yeshua, the Holy Spirit, and our most holy creator. But I am here in Aransas, Texas, and we are only about a half mile from the Gulf of Mexico. So we have a whole different energy working with us today. I feel that it's an extremely nurturing energy and one that encompasses more of our global family, because through the great bodies of water, we connect more completely with each other. If we just even look at the great pathway of the giant whales that travel millions of miles a year, covering the entire globe, not to mention fish and that migrate from the south to the north, birds that migrate from the north to the south, and so on. We have such anyone who is on a great body of water is more connected globally than someone who's too far inland. And, of course, in Arizona, not only were we inland, we were arid, which meant that even the atmosphere did not carry moisture, and atmosphere from other parts of the world as easily. Now, that's not to say there's anything wrong with the desert. Actually, the desert has its own mystical, miraculous properties. The desert is it's a different kind of healing, the kind of healing that is sterile. People who have various bacterial and fungus infections can find more sterility to clear those conditions out of their body. People who have been so highly contaminated with urban toxins, or even just the emotional toxicity of urban life, can find great clearing in the desert. It was one of the well-recorded features of Yeshua's life, that when he wanted to regain his centering and his connection with spirit, he would go into the desert. So actually, all parts of the earth have a wonderful healing potential. But I think that what we are looking for in conducting the blessings for a more peaceful, nourished, loving human family can be accomplished better from this center, at least for now, right now, at this place and time. And I'm so glad to be here and to be with you. We have three other blessing givers who are helping to conduct the call, because I can't be on my computer. So Tammy will be calling out the invitations to speak, and I'm offering a huge loving invitation to everyone right now. I would just love to hear from you, and love to feel our renewed connection, and be lovingly informed by you as to what you need now. We will be actually starting the energetic blessing at 2:30 my time. The times have not changed in your time zone. They've just changed for me, because I moved from mountain time to central time. So for me, it's now about 2:05. But as always, we move into our energetic blessing at the 30-minute mark. So we've still got time for conversation. Mm-hmm. I have some guided and powerful messages for you, but I'd like to tailor them specifically to what you would like. So it's the same as always, just press *6 and then press 1 if you would like to speak. And we'd love to have your calls.
Glenda, we have a couple callers, so let's just take the first one, okay?
Oh, perfect.
And it's area code 780. You're on.
Hi, Tammy. Hi, Glenda.
Hi, Desmond.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi. It's so great to hear from you. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing really good.
Great, great. Well, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I was just talking with, sorry.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've been talking a lot about entering like the Sacred Heart and being inside like the cave and you know, just being completely inside the mustard seed and being in the kingdom of God and living from that space of continual prayer that connects with God and you know, living with the motion that my heart inspires me to be, and living with my heart inside of, as a center, like the hub of my connection with others, and the inspiration that inspires me to connect with others and love people such as yourselves, and to you know, fulfill my relationship to like the will of God, and to pray more simply and to at ease. And even though entering the heart can be kind of simple at times, to continually have the experience of wanting to see the heart and being able to enter it, and to understand the connection that not only the external is fulfilled, but the internal is fulfilled with the external.
Of course, of course. And Desmond, you know, the most perfect place to be is when the heart is in harmony with your external world. But it's not a requirement. As Yeshua said, even in the scriptures, where your heart is, there is your home. And I have certainly had that lesson in the last 2 months, because even though it took us about 2 months to pack, and then about 2 weeks of really hard work getting prepared for loading and moving, it seemed like nothing had changed in my heart, because my heart is my heart. And the things around it were just moving in lockstep according to the next phase of my external destiny. But the internal destiny was absolutely changed. It was to be no more, no less than who I am, the love that I am, and to be part of this beautiful community that's expanding around the world and moving through the energies of Christ and the Holy Spirit in accordance with the will of God. And that's really, really all we have to do. It doesn't require doctrine. It doesn't require an external place to be, such as a building that we call a temple. It doesn't require anything external. Now, at the same time, having said that, I can acknowledge, as I did in my opening comment, that we do form different harmonies with our external environment. And there are times when we just want to be quiet. We want to be in a quiet space. We want to be in a nurturing space. We want to be with others that share our sense of love and reciprocate our love and receive our love. That's a very, very nurturing place and way to be. So you're definitely on the right path, that you're learning the simplicity of prayer. And one thing I have noticed in my many years of working with Yeshua is that the more I become my heart, the more I live in my heart, the simpler my prayers are. My prayers can come down to, let me see your will, O God, and let me rejoice in living it. It can be as simple as that, because really, ultimately, prayer is our attunement with God. That's it. It's not the words that make up the prayer. It's the sense of unity that results from having prayed. And when we can make our whole life a prayer, then wherever we are is paradise. So thank you, Desmond. It's really nice to hear from you. Tammy, you said there was someone else on the line?
There is. Thanks, Desmond.
I think Desmond is peacefully glowing. Let's have the next person on the line.
Hi.
Okay.
Could I please express appreciation I have for the Spiritist community?
Oh, you sure can.
Well, from the course, I learned about the separation of goals and ideals.
Yes.
And I was about 18 years old in 1982. I had begun having some experiences I couldn't quite contextualize.
Uh-huh.
And at that time I began working at meditative techniques, you know, that come up in your books. And what I specifically recall, what was so cumbersome at the time, is I couldn't have that differentiation. I hadn't figured out the difference between the goals and ideals, you know. They're not even on the same, you know, aspects of the triangle. So that
no,
was a huge boon.
That's great.
Cool.
Go ahead.
Also, I spoke to Holly and Heidi and June, and I had mentioned that it would feel so special if I knew that they were having like a positive, just a positive thought, you know, towards a, I was making an effort to do something new, to do the keyboard accompaniment, you know, during the music at the at a meditation group that I attend, and I've had very positive feedback. It's a really good thing. And also, one Sunday I had dozed off a little bit, round about the half hour. I was sort of half awake, and I could feel energy. And it was the first time that I felt that. I guess that's strange if somebody's used to it, but it was the first time for me. And so it felt so natural that I almost didn't give it a second thought. And I was wondering, is spirit kind of clever that way? You know, to see where your heart lies, like you wouldn't even give it a second thought. Whoa, no, that just happened. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Well, actually, the Holy Spirit is very, very smart on all levels. smart is an understatement, of course, but spirit knows where and how to get your attention, and also knows where blockages need to be opened so that energy can flow more completely and thoroughly through you. And this is why I've said many times that just be patient with yourself and with the spirit, because it will start at a very low volume, because it doesn't want to overwhelm you. All it wants to do at first is to just familiarize yourself with the sweet caress of spirit and to move through you to assist in the cleansing of your body, heart, mind, and soul, so that more and more spirit can move through you. And the more that moves through you, the more then you will start to feel it. So this is why we have the calls every week. They are totally free to anybody and everybody who would want to join. And these are given without judgment, without opinion. Whatever your beliefs are, we give them to you. Whatever reservations you have, we don't care. We just we provide this energy, this spirit for you, for you to receive according to your readiness and according to how you would see it and how you would have it. So just be patient with yourself, and you will see powerful results. Because it's just about you and God, you and the Holy Spirit, you and the Christ Spirit, which is your own soul elevated to communion with God. And this is what Yeshua came to show us how to do, which is why he said, all these things I do, you shall do and more. Because he came to show us the difference between ourselves when we just walk around in a suffering, complaining mode, feeling inadequate, or ourself when we are elevated into true and genuine unity with God. We're the same person, and yet we don't feel the same at all. We begin to be open to revelations, we begin to be open to our own ability to receive prophecy and direction. We begin to be open to more illumination and more wisdom. And because we have more availability of the energy of the Holy Spirit and of God, we, pardon me, we rise to a more Christed level ourselves. And that's really what this is all about. So you really are doing the work. And for the benefit of those who didn't take our last webinar, what is your name?
Scott.
Oh, Scott, I thought that was you. Okay, Scott. Well, see, what Scott was referring to as the difference between goals and ideals is that ideals are what nurture our heart, our soul, our inner being. Now, goals are what we put into action. There, as you know, from if you've read Love Without End, you know there is a triangle of love and spirit and adamantine particles. Well, the adamantine particles are the origination points of energy. And, as you know, one aspect of our personal universe and the physical universe and the greater universe created by God is that part of it is all about action and energy and getting things done, accomplishment. Well, that's what goals define. Goals define the direction of our accomplishment or our intentions for accomplishment. And sometimes it doesn't matter if you drop a goal. I know that in the 6 decades that I've lived, the world has changed so much that if I still had the goals I did 50 years ago, I would be out of date. You see, it's okay to drop goals if they become obsolete or irrelevant, or you say, oh, you know, I just didn't have enough information when I started that. I need to drop that, let go of that, do something else. There is no flaw, no fault in changing your goals in life. But we feel a damage in our soul if we confuse that with our ideals and our values. Because, you see, our ideals and our values come from our heart. And through the course of a lifetime, we build and refine our values. This is why sometimes we start out in the religion of our family, which we hold dear because it was what united our family. It was the spirit that united us. But sometimes we outgrow that because we're refining our values. We're refining our goals. We're refining our ideals. And these are close to our heart. So that's what Scott was talking about when he said he needed to learn the difference. And actually, I think most people in Western civilization do need to sort that out because, especially in very materialistic cultures, we confuse goals with ideals. That's not so much a problem in the Eastern world, where they actually set more importance on their ideals than they do on their goals. But for us, much as we can applaud and be grateful for our material progress, sometimes we can get very hung up in it and forget to really be centered in our heart through our ideals and values. So thanks for bringing that up, Scott. I'm really, really glad to respond to that. Tammy, is there someone else on our,
yes,
our board?
Yes, we have okay. One more call. So thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, Glenda. It's Eve.
Oh, hi. So nice to hear from you.
How are you?
Oh, I'm tired, but doing just wonderful.
I'm sorry. I think I might have had speaker on. I wanted to share with you that while you were moving to Texas, I was on a road trip moving from Maine to Florida, and I wanted to express my gratitude to you and the blessing givers because I stopped in West Virginia last Sunday, and I was able to sit and connect with everybody and kind of get some renewed energy for the long trip. So I'm very, very grateful for that. And after you mentioned the importance of the water or the significance of the water, I looked on the map, and you and I happen to be neighbors across the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, wonderful.
So we'll get to do blessings across the Gulf of Mexico, which I think will be fun.
Oh, it will be wonderful. Thank you.
Yes. If you could share with us a little bit about what's going to happen in terms of the energy shift in 2014. It seems like a lot of people are in transition and moving, et cetera. I'd be interested in what your feeling is about that.
Well, there are a number of things going on. As you know, it's a complex situation. On the Earth scale, most of the magnetic grids are seriously down. I don't mean down in the sense of being crippled, but I mean that they're in a flux mode where they're changing. The magnetic grids on our planet are changing. And we're noticing that in the changing migration of the birds, the changing migration of animals, because they're, in many cases, they're losing their vectors, or at the very least, they're traveling on different vectors. And so the migratory patterns are changing. The temperature levels of our planet are changing. And then on a human level, our cultures are mingling so that many people are now in a very high, intensely integrating mode where they're looking at values from other people, other places, and they're asking important questions like, how do their values relate to my values? How can we live together peacefully and productively as a family on this earth? So a lot of questions like that are being addressed today. Mm-hmm. And then also, as people go through these changes, I would say that my own move was like a little microcosm of a macrocosm. When you're moving on any level, whether it's energetically, psychologically, professionally, or in whatever way, you have to lighten your load. You have to. You can't, even though I would say between garage sales, donations to Goodwill, and a dumpster, we probably eliminated 50% of our physical property before we moved. When we got here, we've got more than we need. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to find some Salvation Army or Goodwill, or I've got to lighten my load more, and why did I even bring all of this here? So that's a little bit of a microcosm of what's going on in the macrocosm, because as we blend cultures, as we blend realities, we're finding that old things we thought were so important don't matter anymore, mm-hmm. and we're letting go. Now, here's something that a very, very positive and wonderful consequence of that is that as you lighten your load, you become lighter.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're having people lighten up, not only in the sense of gravity, not only in the sense of their attachment to things, but they're lighting up in the sense of lighting a room. And they're moving to more enlightenment. So enlightenment is happening. Not everywhere, on every level, heaven knows, we still have war going on. We still have a great deal of poverty and sociocultural challenge. We have people who are suffering, although no one really has to suffer. But many people still have the perception that they need to suffer. And so we haven't lightened to the point of global unity on that level, but many people are lightening their load. And I think one of the most important parts of my own move was to demonstrate to me how much I needed to lighten my load in order to do the next level of work that I'm being called to do. And I'm not sure what that is yet. I think a lot of people are saying that. A lot of people are saying, well, I'm moving up, I'm moving into different ways, but I'm not sure what I'm supposed to be doing. I know personally that I will be working with Yeshua. I know personally I will be writing more books. I will be teaching more webinars. I will be painting more paintings, but I don't have a clue what, because God and the Holy Spirit and Yeshua are giving me the grace and the equanimity to move through this transition period before I take on the next set of invitations. And I think that's what's going on for a lot of people, Eve.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. That's just a wonderful confirmation, because I spent 6 hours in a storage unit yesterday, and I thought, what am I doing? This, I've had this stuff for 20 years. So whatever I couldn't fit in my car was donated, and exactly what you said, I get rid of over 50%, and it feels great. It's very, very liberating. So
it is.
Thank you so much for everything that you're doing. You take care.
You're so welcome, Eve, and thank you for being part of the body of getting it done.
Yes.
Okay. Tammy, is there anyone else? I think we've got time for one more caller.
That's it.
That's it? Well, perfect. Yeah. Well, perfect. Then I'll just use the last couple of minutes to give a refresher on, do we have a good signal, Tammy?
Yes, we do.
Perfect. Okay. Then I'll just give a good refresher, and you can go ahead and mute the call so we don't have background noise for our blessing. And for those of you who are new, the blessing is offered at a very high level of energy. This is the energy of the Holy Spirit. It's not, this is not the kind of energy you could put through. This is not the kind of energy you could put through a power line or drive a car with, although I can tell you personally that when Yeshua has been sitting in the passenger seat with me, when I've been on a long trip, I used half the amount of gasoline it would have taken to get there. So there must be something absolutely, totally universal about this energy. And I do know that this energy can heal bodies. It can lift spirits. It can literally make you whole again. The best way to receive it is not to try to figure it out. Just receive it in faith that the Holy Spirit, the holiest of holy creators, our Heavenly Father, knows exactly what you need. And even if you sense that you are in pain, accept it. Accept it for the moment. But don't accelerate it with suffering that you're adding to the pain. Let go of the suffering through faith. And if it still hurts, then just say to yourself, and in this life, yes, there is pain. No one is exempt from pain, but we can all rise above suffering. In this moment, I rise above my suffering, that in faith, I can receive the blessings of God, the healing of God, and the healing of the Holy Spirit. Now, the position you will take is to be seated in a chair with your feet on the ground so that you can receive the magnetic flow of the earth. And even though the grid lines are moving, our earth is still the core center of our magnetic energy. And the great supply from the cosmos is our center and our source for active energy, especially the frequency of energy that is moved through this blessing. So have your head pointed upward, no covering on your head. Relax. Don't think anymore. Let go of your thoughts. Be in your heart. Be as empty as you can be of all thoughts, of all needs, and all desires to control what is about to happen. Just be in your faith as you would as a child, receiving this great blessing. Now, I'm going to say an invocation, a praise, and a prayer to Yeshua, because we call him into our heart. He does not intrude without our, he does not ever intrude, and he doesn't come without our invitation, so I will provide that invitation. You just be in your heart and pray in whatever manner is a comfortable prayer for you. For some, it's just pure silence. For others, it's a feeling. For others, it's giving. For others, it's gratitude. And for some, it's the expression of your greatest hope and need. It's like a conversation you're having with God, with the universe, with the Holy Spirit. And however prayer needs to flow for you, allow it to flow now. Then we will offer, the blessing givers and I will offer this blessing for about 3 minutes. After that, I want you to go rest and assimilate the energy, body, heart, soul, and being on every level. Let the energy become you and nurture you and lift you into the highest state of wholeness that you are currently ready for. Judge nothing, receive everything, and let it do its work. Dear Yeshua, we thank you for showing us the way that we do not have to dwell in suffering, even though we may feel pain. We do not have to be lonely, even though we may currently or at this moment feel that we're without a friend. We could not be here without your love. We ask that you lead us to the higher place of our being, where we are nurtured by a greater light and a greater source of energy that is actually capable of rebuilding our wholeness and reminding us that love is who we are. Let us know that you are with us, caring, nurturing, being, and leading us upward into the place of our soul's remembrance that we were, in fact, created in the image of God to be here having an earthly experience. Give us all that we need. Allow us to be generous with all we have. And anoint us with your blessing. Amen. your energy blessing is. Now I would like you to rest for at least 7 minutes. Be quiet. Don't speak. Just rest, receive, and be nourished. You're loved, and you have been blessed. I look forward to being with you again next week. Bye-bye for now. Have a blessed Sabbath.